Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Everybody, and welcome back to another bonus edition of Block okay? Party. Well, I got in between saying edition and episode, and so then I went, we haven't recorded in like 3 weeks.
They both start
weeks.
The same. Oh, I guess that's why you had to pause, because you're like, which way am I going to go here?
Yes, because yeah. They don't exactly start the same. It's ed versus ep.
So but I it's still eh.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I got.
Right,
I got
you just decide on which sound you're doing.
Syllable, and then I had to decide on the second.
No, but this is our first in-person episode in 3 weeks, I think, or 2.5 weeks.
No, yeah, 3 weeks, because the last in-person was Aiden Arata.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was, yeah, like start of October.
Oh, my God.
First weekend of October.
Sixth. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was away. I was doing some curling commentary, and now I'm back. And
it's good to see you.
Good to see you,
you
too.
You look good. You look very comfortable right now.
Thank you. I feel good. I'm a little sleepy. Yeah. So I feel like that's maybe why I look a little comfortable today. But in any case, this is a Blocked Bag 20. These are, of course, the episodes where we answer questions from you, the listener. And we brought one of our favorites back on the show to answer some of these questions.
One of our
with
listeners'
us.
Favorites, too, just to clarify.
Absolutely. Our favorite and listener's favorite. Yeah. Yes, of course. No question about it. He is a very funny stand-up comedian. You can download his album, Stand-Up. The Pursuit of Stand-Up Comedy Ruined My Life. He's nominated for a Juno for that album. Nick Nemeroff is here. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
What's up? Nice to see you guys. You are two of my favorites.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
that's
man.
So nice.
Yeah, great to see you, too. I feel like for some reason, I don't know why, when you said you're two of my favorites, I was like, Nick hasn't been to Vancouver for quite some time. I mean, it makes sense that you haven't been, but I was like, damn, I gotta see Nick.
Yeah.
We gotta hang out.
We had you, was your first episode in person?
Yeah.
It was, right? Yeah.
I think that was probably also the last time I was in Vancouver.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that sounds about
I think
right.
I actually am coming there end of November, but we can talk about that after.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah.
We'll get you on for a regular episode too.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
You're due back. So yeah.
I guess we're talking about it now.
We're talking about it now. Yeah. We'll talk about it after, but we'll also talk about it now.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. And we'll talk about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. Yeah. No, this, that would be great. It would be great to have you back.
Now I brought gifts for you guys.
You did. Yeah. Yeah.
I brought presents because it's been so long since I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
And this is basically.
But you didn't get one for Nick because he's not
well,
here.
Well, Dan can sort of be his surrogate, I guess.
Okay.
Right? So.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So, Dan, if you get a really good card, you have to send it to Nick.
All right.
I am coming there soon, but I still need you to send that by FedEx.
Yeah, that won't be a problem.
So we've been opening cards on the Twitch stream, sports cards, which is just an insane habit to get into. And Jesse and I are already like insanely addicted to.
Why are you addicted to it?
Because it's, well, you know that I play a lot of like Hearthstone and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I played a lot of like Pokemon cards growing up and stuff. And it's just the opening of the
packs. Just the sensation
is like the best fucking feeling in the world.
Yeah, true.
It's like,
it reminds me of, I think I've talked about this in the pod before, but I can't remember. Where I had a pretty bad like scratch and win habit for a while.
Okay, that's like.
Did we talk about this?
No, I don't think we did.
Well, because I know like Brian Quinby had been tweeting about our friend Brian.
Yeah.
Had been tweeting about this like 6 months ago. And I was like, oh, I can relate to this a lot. Because when I was in university, I went to UBC and there used to be this, in the old Student Union building, there used to be this restaurant in the top of it called The Gallery.
Right.
And there was a really good bagel place attached to it. So you could get served food from the bagel place, but then you could also like get a beer or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't drink, but
yeah,
me and a buddy, we had a class from 11.
You would get an extra bagel.
Yeah, exactly. I would get a, what's like, I would get a bagel with poppy seeds, yeah. you know, like just in case.
Yeah, I'll get a bagel on the rock salt. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
I can stop talking now.
No, no, that was good. That was okay. good.
Yeah.
I remember it was called Bernoulli's Bagels. And
I can tell it's a good riff when you're like, that was good, and just move on.
Yeah, yeah, that was good, man. Yeah. You're crushing yeah. this riff. Yeah, and so I would get focaccia. They had a focaccia bagel.
Oh, wow.
And it was extremely good. God. That was my go-to.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. So
sounds heavy, though.
Yeah, but when it's lunch.
True.
You're yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. we would go there, and it was me and this guy, Kalen, and we had a class together from 11 to 12 and 1 to 2. So we had an hour off. So right. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we would go to the gallery, and we would get a bagel, and we'd just sit there and eat lunch. And then there was a convenience store also right beside the gallery. And then one day out of nowhere, I don't know if it was him or me, but one of us bought like a scratch and win. Yeah. And then the other guy was like, oh, I'll just get one too. And then it devolved into every single day we would get a bagel and like $12 worth of scratch wins.
Did you win early on? And that's sort of like,
No.
Damn.
I think the most we ever, so what we would do is we would always agree. Like, I think if it was like $20 and under or whatever, you just buy more scratch and wins and you'd share them with the other guy.
Right.
And then I think the most we ever won was $250.
That's pretty good.
And we just split it.
I bought one mm-hmm. on a whim in college once. And I won $100.
Oh, shit.
Like, first time. And
so then you were like, oh, these
no,
are...
No, like, luckily, I did not get addicted to it, which is shocking to me. But I just bought, like, the new Call of Duty and, like, some beer. Damn. And I was like, well, that's that was, okay, that's, like, my weekend there. That's perfect, you know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have done that, but we didn't.
One of my most, like, shameful memories of my life was my grandfather, who is very lovely, and I love him so much. He's passed away, but he was very into lottery tickets and scratch and wins. And maybe, yeah, he had a friend like Kalen, maybe. But I bought like a fake lottery ticket when I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12 years old from like Spencer's Gifts. And he scratched it and he thought he won. And I had to explain to him that, no, his whole life was... he did not achieve his dream. I felt so bad, and I've been trying to repent for that ever since. Sorry, Grandpa.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. Like, because obviously, I think a lot of us have done that gag before.
It's like the meanest gag.
But doing
gift.
It to yeah, your grandpa.
I know. I did not think it through.
Did you repent by just like buying him a bunch of real ones? Just to like kind of.
I think I just repented by being a good grandson.
Okay. Yeah.
For the rest of his life. As soon as he passed away, I went crazy. I went bad.
Did he fully celebrate it? Like he was just, he thought he, it
sorry
was.
Sorry to make you relive.
No, no, but yeah. Well, you brought it up. I yeah. wouldn't have known.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of my relationship with Scratch and Wins, and it's.
This
dramatic.
Is it.
Yeah. This is why I can't get into it. He like took a second. He was like looking at it, and then he's like, and his eyes widened. He's like, oh my God. And he's like, look, he's like pointing at it.
How much was the amount?
I want to say like 20 grand or something.
Okay.
Like it was like a, you know, it wasn't like $1 million,
but it was like a lot. It was like a believable amount too. Like
exactly. Yeah. But then like, you know, if you like read the back, it's like this, means you win 20 million little beans, and it's like all like the little fine print that they tried to copy from a real lotto ticket is all, you know, clearly a prank and from a shitty grandson.
I remember I've played that prank on people, but I feel like the main giveaway is the paper the fake lottery ticket like is printed thinner. On it's a lot thinner. So, yeah. So I've never really gotten away with it because people just like pick it up and then they're like, oh, this isn't a real, yeah. this doesn't feel like a real lottery ticket.
I think the trick is to build the trust that you would have in your little grandson who's never done anything wrong to you. And then they really will believe anything you give them. So I would suggest doing that next time.
Yeah, you're right. That's my fault for not doing it to my grandparents.
So this exactly. is sort of like buying you guys scratch and win tickets. But I mean,
kind of, because if there was like a really good card
there could
in here.
Be, but it's unlikely because it's not like a great hockey set. I don't think that's why I was able to get so many.
You said
of
you got
them
for cheap.
Yeah. So,
so these are Upper Deck 2020, 2021 hockey extended series.
Yeah.
Cards.
Series 2, I think.
Okay.
Did you used to collect hockey cards as a kid, Stefan?
No, I collected Pokemon cards, and then just Jesse and I recently, Jesse collected like basketball cards, and he had some like valuable ones that he like was able to sell. And then we were just like, we should like open some packs on stream because it would be fun. And then we did, and it was like insanely fun. And now we're just like hopelessly addicted. So,
oh yeah.
That was smart. My big,
addiction as a kid as well, was collecting hockey cards and going to the card store all the time.
Yeah, I was a big card guy, both hockey and Magic. I was a big Magic guy.
Yeah. I mean, Magic is huge again, too.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Do you have any of the cards?
Well,
laying
I do.
Around?
I do, but none of them are worth anything.
And they're probably like, not still in like, great up. Shape. No, too, they're not. Right?
Like I went through my collection.
Did you ever get a. Fuck. A. Black, it's like the. Black, did you ever get a rookie Lotus? Mana card?
Yeah.
The Black Lotus is the. Have you seen the video of the guy opening the old packs from like 4 years ago?
Yeah. And then he gets,
and then
the,
he
Black
gets
Lotus.
The Black Lotus and just starts like shaking.
Losing
and,
his
like,
mind.
Yeah. Because it was. I think back then it was probably worth like.
A couple grand.
Probably. And now it's probably worth like 50 grand.
I remember even when I was a kid, like I was in grade. When we were really into it, it was grade 6.
Yeah.
And so that would have been for me. It would have been 1996. And I remember even then it was like, oh, Black Lotus. Like, but I also like
because that was from the first ever.
That was from the first edition. Well, so it's technically, I think, actually the third edition of Magic that's like the most valuable.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I think it's from that one where it's really valuable. But I can't remember exactly. I know there's also someone's going to correct me on this, but I know there's also.
Sure.
A
one of our listeners for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But I remember being I was in grade 6 and my elementary school obviously went up to grade 8, and they were like grade 8s. They didn't have Black Lotus, but they were like grade 8s that had like second and third edition Magic cards that presumably would be worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
now.
I had I had a lot of Pokemon cards, but like I don't know where they are now. They probably had given away or sold or something, or they're laying around in a box, but they're not going to be in like good shape, right? Because like
that's the big thing. It all has to be what's that? There's like some. Federation that grades everything.
It's like the PSA or whatever is like the it has to be like a 9 or a 10, and they put it in
to be worth anything
hard plastic. I mean, you can sell like the ungraded ones, right, and like still get a good amount, but if it's graded at like a 10, then the value obviously
goes way up. So, well, that was the thing with Magic too, you played it, so it was like, of course the cards were fucking busted.
I played
up.
Pokemon as well, right? So my cards were all like dog
we'd play them
and
at
stuff.
Recess. Yeah. We'd play them on the ground yeah, and exactly. The grass and shit. So
yeah.
So I like that we're this in a famously non-visual medium. We're gonna open hockey cards. We got people used to hate this when we did this on Real Good Show.
Oh, because we did it with the
Desert Storm.
The Desert
cards.
Storm Gulf.
Yeah,
War
someone
cards.
Someone
yeah.
sent us a whole because we used to open cards on Real Good Show. And then someone sent us a box of Desert Storm cards. And so then we would get every guest that came on the show to open a Desert Storm card pack. And people really didn't like it.
You don't have to read all your cards because, again, most of them will just be like totally.
Yeah.
Like 90% of the card pack will like not be good. But you might have a couple like rookie cards at the end.
If I get an Austin Matthews, I'll be excited.
So I got absolutely nothing. Like not even like I got a Jay Beagle. If you want a Jay Beagle,
I don't.
But not a great pack.
Like I can't even believe. Like okay, so my first pull, is Stefan Nosen.
That's a great story.
Who did also get it's him on the Sharks, but he did get traded to the Leafs.
Yeah,
right. He was a deadline guy.
He never played. He was just like their 14th forward or whatever. But like even look at this card. Like look at this picture. Like it just is like even a dog shit picture.
That's like
it's
during
not
warm-ups.
Even. Yeah, it's like a fucking horrible picture of the guy.
Yeah. So I got literally like nothing good.
I got an NHL All-Star Seth Jones.
Well, no. So the thing is, all the good players in this, it's like All-Star version. I thought at first I was like, oh, the All-Star cards, those are going to be good. And then I got about like 500 All-Star Jack All-Stars? Eichels. Yeah. Okay. So they're just like.
Well, I got my first Leaf, TJ Brody.
Okay.
I got
second Leaf after Stefan Nosen.
Tyson Berry. Yeah. Exactly.
If you've got any good cards will be like the last three at the back, basically. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Dan, anything good?
No.
No? Nothing?
I also got a Nathan MacKinnon, NHL All-Star.
Okay. All right. Yeah, see, I was excited at first, and then I told you this earlier.
Oh, fuck, guys. I got a Taro Hirose.
I've never heard of that.
He's on
Detroit.
Talk about a tarot card.
There you go. That's a thing. Wayne Simmons.
What I noticed,
my Leafs boy.
What I noticed with these, because I opened like 15 of these on stream, is that after a while, you'll start seeing cards in like the same order.
Oh, like they're so all, it's like so clearly packed.
It's
by
so clearly packed that you'll just code. Get. It's like Elias Pettersson, Slater Cuckoo. Like, oh, what'd you get?
Ultimate Victory McDavid.
That's a good one, man. Damn. That's actually that good. Actually I good? Think that might actually. It's yeah, that might it actually
shiny.
Be good. It's
yeah,
shiny.
It is shiny.
It was, marked, it was like on the back of the pack here.
Hey,
Ultimate yes. Victory 2021 Connor McDavid
okay. ratio.
Okay.
I think Dan, oh, you had this is good. This is the card where he's celebrating after he scored that sick goal against the Leafs.
Okay,
here he like walked through the whole D.
Let me get you
with the white jersey.
Yeah, give me a yeah white. Yes, exactly, Nick, in the white jersey.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good. So that's a good sign. I'm probably definitely not going to get anything else that's worth anything.
No,
about that.
That's good. I mean, we can. Do you want to look up the value, Dan?
Yeah, sure.
It's probably
like $7, but
and we're gonna get into the questions soon. Don't worry, everyone.
Well, whatever.
We had to get that out of the way. But you got the good card.
I got a good card. You got a good card. That feels good. Yeah. Oh, I got Taylor Hall on Buffalo. So that's like
okay.
So that's a bit of a rarity. Connor Timmins on Colorado. That's probably counts as a rookie.
How many
card,
cards actually. Are in this pack?
Like 26.
26.
Like jumbo
in one
packs.
Pack?
Yeah.
Jumbo packs.
Oh my God.
So yeah. that does make it more fun. It sort of helps when you get like Colton Sevier, for example.
Is this the right. card? That's a different one, right?
Yeah, that's a different one.
And it's, that one's it's from, also signed.
It's from...
Yeah, it's from 2021.
So Ultimate it's, Victory.
Yeah. It is that, Dan, but it's, the,
it's
a
different one.
Picture.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I got Casey Cizikas killed a guy.
I think that's it, but that's...
People got really mad at me on Twitter for saying that.
But he did kill a guy in a rugby game.
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, he definitely did. And then it was very weird. I had never seen this. I think I talked about this on the show, but I had never seen this before.
You did. It was your social media update, I think. People
right.
got very... One woman, I think, in particular got very
yeah,
mad.
It was like Islanders, like female Islanders fans found... I had done this tweet about all the Masterton winners, and I was like... Basically said that Masterton nominees. And I was like, oh, he got nominated for being for killing a guy or whatever. And then, it was, the tweet was up for like 3 days, nothing. And then all of a sudden, all these female Islander fans found it. And then they got really mad at me. And they're like, oh, he's done a lot of work to
like not kill people.
Yeah. He's really done a lot of stuff, you know? And it was like, yeah, okay. It was crazy. They were jumping down my throat. They were calling me a piece of shit and everything. Dan, what do we decide? Did we get a?
I can't find it here. Let me see the card.
Okay,
we're gonna figure this out. It's probably worth like $10 now, which is again like that's like the best.
I was gonna
you
say like
for.
$7 to $10 yeah. probably. Yeah. Okay, I had a really good.
I saw one. Okay, one on eBay, $6.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
So okay. It's a $6 card. Okay. So fuck hey. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, $6.
Our first question from a listener is, can you guys open a bunch of hockey cards on the
yes,
show?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was from one of our favorite listeners. And so thank you to them for asking that. And we did open the hockey cards. Now we can move on. Okay, this is a good one to start with. This is from Rob, and I should say that this was from October 3rd, 2021, because obviously we go back over the month.
Yeah.
And who's the guest for Blocked Party episode 150?
Okay, well, Nick, do you want to answer this one?
I want to guess, is this the Tony Hawk episode?
There you go. That's it right. was the yeah. Tony Hawk episode, yeah. Nice. So, yeah. So that's the guest, Rob. Yeah, hope you enjoy
now
it.
Now you know.
Okay.
He's like waiting until we told him.
Yeah.
You should do one where you interview Casey Cizikas next.
We should see if we can get him on the show. That'd be sick. Shazmodius, how would you cast the Mario movie?
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay. I think they nailed it.
Come on.
That's perfect. Chris Pratt as Mario is exactly what I was thinking.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. I think Charlie Day as Luigi. I could see that works.
That works, I think, yeah.
Because he has that like frantic energy, right?
Yeah. Is Jack Black Donkey Kong?
Mm-mm. Is he Bowser? Mm-hmm. He is Bowser, yeah.
I feel like that works.
Who's Donkey Kong? Donkey Kong is who is it?
I don't even know. Is Donkey Kong in the movie? Seth Rogen. Gotcha.
Yeah. Which I think that works as well.
It's the chimpanzee who played Dunstan on Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah. Did you guys ever, we've talked about this. I think I've talked about this with you, John. The Donkey Kong TV show, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
On Teletoon.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's like a 3D rendered
it's
cartoon.
Really bad animation.
It's really bad animation. Yeah, because they tried to make it look like the video game, so it's like a 3D rendered cartoon.
But it's like sub reboot level.
Yeah, it's really
the same animation level as those on like YTV. They would show like the 5 minute like interstitials where it was like the bird flying around and like the fish, and then the bird and the fish fall in love. Remember that 3D animation?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like that level of animation, basically. But I think Seth Rogen
still has all the hilarity of Donkey Kong.
That's right. Yeah, the video. Okay,
well, they definitely made it. I remember, like, because the premise in Donkey Kong is that like Funky Kong is like the cool, you know, he flies barrel planes. He's like, you know, cool. He listens to rap music. And then it's just like the whole cartoon show is like Funky Kong energy. It just like permeate. They just
everyone.
Make everyone is like super. You know, DK is like. Just, you know, sweet, smooth-talking gorilla man.
Yeah.
it was pretty dog shit.
I'm just trying to think.
I saw someone suggest, and I agree with you, Nick. I think Jack Black is a really good Bowser, but I also saw someone suggest that Andre Braugher should have been Bowser,
that would have been
super sick.
That would be really good, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Jack Black could work as Donkey Kong as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. And there's no, you know who Jack Black, I mean, he's not in the movie, but Jack Black is Wario.
Oh, how is there no Wario in the movie?
I don't know.
I feel like he's way more connected to the Mario, I guess Donkey Kong in the original.
I guess, I think they're doing more of like 80s and like 90s Mario, I think.
Gotcha.
Which means they should call him King Koopa instead of Bowser. But anyway.
Yeah. Who's Peach?
Anna Taylor-Joy.
Oh, right. Yeah. That kind of makes sense too, actually.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess
so. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it could have been Margot Robbie. It could have been, you know, whoever.
Yeah. It's just the big one, obviously, is Chris Pratt as
Mario. I think that's the big one.
That's the sticking point for everyone.
But so. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who I would cast as Mario, but I'm not very good at this.
Like, who would I just can't picture. Well, I guess they're going for like the gruff, like everyman with Mario right now.
Yeah.
But he's like an Italian guy.
But is Chris Pratt like a gruff everyman?
I don't. Well, I guess maybe, right? Mm. So I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
Adrian Brody.
Oh boy. But he's doing the Jamaican thing from SNL.
Yeah,
he's doing
that. Exactly.
I'm so glad that got posted again recently.
Oh, so good.
Oh, I didn't realize how goddamn long it was.
He does it for like a minute. I'd only seen like 15 seconds of it, and then it just goes on there and.
Absolutely insane.
And now he's banned from SNL.
Is he?
Yeah, because he didn't. Lauren was like, "Don't do this," and he just did
it
anyway.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Is it? It's not live action. It's animated Mario.
It is animated. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, these are just the voices.
These are just the voices. Yeah.
Okay.
Bob Hoskins. Oh yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm
who
just
was John Leguizamo? Was Luigi?
Yeah.
In the live action one.
Yeah.
That rocks.
God, I gotta. Okay, I'm gonna.
John Leguizamo is Mario.
I'm gonna come back to this. I think.
Bring him back. Yeah. He's graduated now. He's moved up the chain.
Yeah, I do think like Jack Black and Charlie Day and Seth Rogen.
Christian Bale. He's such a good actor.
Oh yeah,
that's Mario. A good point. He could do anything.
He like loses a bunch of weight for the role for no reason.
Well, he'd gain
like
a bunch for
literally.
Mario, right?
Oh yeah.
I guess that's true. I was thinking Mario, if he's being so realistic, is like, you know, 0 pounds.
That's true. Well, maybe he eats a bunch to when he's playing
mushrooms.
When he's
he eats a ton of mushrooms.
When he's playing the bigger version of Mario, and then when he plays when he gets hit by damage, then he loses a bunch of weight. So he's constantly fluctuating.
I was thinking of it more like when he eats a mushroom in the game, he eats it in the movie, he eats it in real life.
Yeah.
And then it's like, ooh, he's got to come down from the.
But I think the company that's doing it, I mean, it's Nintendo, and it's the production company that does the Minions movies, I think.
Oh, okay. DreamWorks?
No, Illumination or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be very.
I mean, I'll watch it.
Yeah. I mean, of course you will.
Yeah.
You like your animated movies.
I do. Yeah. It'll be one of the ones I watch.
I'm going to come back to this Chris Pratt thing because I can't think.
You can't think of a good Mario? I mean, if you guys can't think of one, then I'm never going to be able to think of one because you know movies way better than I do.
Yeah. God, I don't know. I'll Brendan Fraser.
Actually,
get him back in. That actually could work.
That could work. You know who else could kind of work at it? Maybe. No, he wouldn't actually. I was thinking Keanu Reeves, but he wouldn't actually. Because
it does seem like Mario is older, like Keanu Reeves, Brendan Fraser age, way more than Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, so is Chris Pratt going to do the like, it's a me, Mario? Like, is he going to do that kind of thing? Or what's he?
Well, no, I think they're going to get Charles Martinet or Martinet or whatever.
To do that part of it?
I think they've said that he has a role in the movie.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, but.
I don't know.
That's fucking weird. I'll be Toad.
Oh, that's good. Wait,
only doing that from Super Mario Kart.
Who is Toad in the movie? Because I think Toad is.
Oh, is Toad cast?
I think Toad is cast.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me see here. Says it's Stefan Heck.
Okay.
Looks like a Toad.
Toad sucks.
Yeah. Oh, Toad sucks. Toad sucks big.
Okay.
Okay. Dan's got it up here.
Oh, it's
Keegan Michael Key. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Seth Rogen, Donkey Kong.
Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong.
Oh God. Sebastian Maniscalco as Spike.
Okay.
Wow. I don't even know these other characters. Who's
maybe
Spike?
Sebastian
Maniscalco
should be Mario.
Yeah, maybe. Spike, I think, is one of...
And then Mario, he got the mushroom, and he got huge.
Is Spike one of Bowser's kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
I think Spike is one of the... yeah.
Oh, no, it's that... Oh, it's that, like, green guy.
Oh, weird.
What?
Yeah, it's the one. It's the one Nick that like pukes up the spiky ball and then throws it at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds
sort of forgettable. Familiar. It's weird that Spike got top billing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. They should call this movie Spike, man. He's such an important part of it.
That's why it's Sebastian Maniscalco. Because I remember when they released the list and I was like, Sebastian Maniscalco is like listed this. And then I was like, now that I know it's Spike, I'm like, oh, he has three lines in this thing. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good question.
So I have to think of someone to, we still haven't answered it.
No.
Well, here, Jordan Klepper.
Okay.
Oh.
I just think that is a funny person to really push for being Mario.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
that. That works.
Pardon me. Okay. This one is from, and I guess we can do, all three of us can do this. I mean, I think ostensibly the question is for Stefan and I, but we can all do it together. So this one is from El Oso Cafetero. What tattoo would you give each other?
Oh, okay. I know what I would get John to get tattooed on him.
Okay.
It would be Mr. Peanut.
Oh, God.
Because of the peanut
thing. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like immediately that's what I got to. So.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go, I'll go full Steve-O. I won't make you do it over your entire back, but I'll make you get my face tattooed on you.
Yeah.
Just straight up my face on your body. Because you have no tattoos either.
No, I don't.
So that would be very perplexing for people your first tattoo is just of my face.
Yeah.
I think that would be good. And then what I'm going to do for Nick is... even though we're in the future now and we know that the Montreal Canadiens did not win the Stanley Cup last year, I'm going to make Nick get a tattoo like he's one of those guys that goes viral on Twitter by getting tattoo before they win. So I will be getting Nick a Montreal Canadiens Stanley Cup champions tattoo. So then people will, for the rest of your life will be like, oh, wow, you thought they were going to win, hey?
2021. Yeah. 2020, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll get Nick a tattoo of John Elway wearing a Habs jersey.
Hey, whoa. Yeah. That's crazy. That's the only tattoo I have. For you guys, for John, I'll get you a tattoo of a nice, beautiful picture of Casey Cizikas smiling and holding the Bill Masterton trophy. And for Stefan, I'll get you a tattoo of, Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
On your ass.
Okay. Yeah.
I would love it actually if you did it around your asshole, like he has it kind of around his eye.
Yeah. There you go.
Like
there you go.
So it's sort of coming half out of your ass crack.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
That'd be sick, actually.
Yeah.
Do you think let's say this is a real thing and you get a tattoo, it doesn't even have to be the Mike Tyson tattoo, but if you got a tattoo on your ass,
do
you think Irene would leave you? Would that be the breaking point? Mm.
She would not be happy about it.
Well, of course
for
not.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But you don't think she would leave you, but
it would just be like, I would owe her a lot of stuff, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would also suck too, because you wouldn't even like, you wouldn't be able to sit down probably for like a couple days or at least a day.
Yeah, but I actually do want to get like a standing desk for work. So that would be sort of an excuse.
The excuse
for that.
To get the standing desk.
Yeah. So
if you get a BBL, I believe you can't sit for 6 months or something like that.
That's like a big thing now. Is people getting those and then like dying from it.
What's
right?
a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You get a big fake like ass.
Oh. Where you get an enormous juicy ass. As,
I mean, I just, John doesn't, I just got that for
you
free.
Yeah, you just have that already.
I don't need this BBL, dude. Okay. And you can't sit for 6 months?
Something like that.
Oh my God.
I was looking into it just for
shits and giggles.
The pandemic, you know?
Yeah. But I,
considering what to do.
So
next step of my career.
Every comedian's talking about how they need a BBL for their career. Mm-hmm. Is it so then what do you have to like? Do you just have to kind of lie on your side all the time if you're like, that's got to be.
So.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think like, yeah, sleeping is very complicated. And
going to the movies also, and just standing by the door the whole time.
sir, we're going to need you to take your seat. I can't. that is. Fuck, that's wild. Maybe we should do it, but not me.
Me, I guess.
I would never.
Or Dan. Room.
Yeah, Dan. No, Dan's pretty caked up too.
It's me, I guess.
Yeah, you'd have
it's
to.
It's all you, baby.
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is a good one. This is from Simon. So Simon asks, with no water involved,
okay,
what would be the best social setting to piss your pants? So you can't say like at a water park or whatever. Like you can't use
right,
water
where
as
you'd
a disguise
be in the water
for something.
And it would be
yeah. Like so what's the best social setting to piss your pants?
Like a foam party?
Oh, that's pretty good actually, because that's technically not water.
No, but you're going to be getting kind of wet and like the foam's kind of covering everything anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about a Halloween party?
Oh, yeah, because you could be like, this is my costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the guy from Billy Madison.
Yeah, that's smart. Whenever I think of foam parties, I think of, I did this, like, I was subbing for a drama class one day and the kids were doing improv games and, they were kind of like, they weren't sort of getting into it. So I was kind of playing with them just to kind of like get things going or whatever. And, it was like the party guest game or whatever, where you have to like guess what the trait of the person coming to the party is. And I think I was like a frat guy or something. And one of the other traits was that the person had rabies. And so they were like pretending to foam at the mouth or whatever. And then I was making jokes about it being a foam party. And most certainly like these grade 11s had no idea what a foam party was. And I was like, I'm making a really good joke right now.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh man, this is... It's painful. So anyway,
like a funeral, but like not for like someone from who died of old age, but like someone who died like tragically, like young or something. And so you're just like weeping and you're like gnashing your teeth and stuff. Cause that's like a biblical thing, I guess.
Right.
But, like,
and you're pissing your pants,
gnashing your teeth at a funeral sort of fell off, but then yeah, you piss your pants and it's sort of like, you're just like losing it. Right. And everyone's like, oh, it's okay. He's really like distraught. That's why he peed himself.
Right. Yeah. Or like, yeah, if you just got into a car crash or something, there's like a little bit more excuse for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that a social?
I don't think
gathering?
A car crash is a social.
I mean, I guess
it's
I think
a party
of a really
bus.
Big pileup. Yeah.
yeah. I like the Billy Madison idea
That's
where there's
good.
Some sort of like solidarity with someone.
And I'm going to a Halloween party, I think, this upcoming
Congratulations,
weekend.
Congratulations.
So, but I need a costume. Yeah. Irene and I need a costume.
Yeah.
And we originally were thinking Squid Game. And that was when we first started watching it. And then it became like the most popular thing in the world.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we can't do that
no,
anymore.
No, you can't do that.
Because there'll be multiple Squid Game people at the party, right? Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be the pissing my pants guy.
I'm going to go out this week and I think I'm going to be I used to be a piece of shit guy from I Think You Should Leave.
Oh, that's good. Oh, right. I think you were telling,
Slick my hair back, buy like a vest and like a white turtleneck and then...
Are you going to have the steak?
Oh, yeah. You got to have sloppy steaks, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll probably do something like that.
Okay.
But That's we're good. Also, well, Becca and I are doing, I've never done one of these before, but we're doing a murder mystery party.
Oh.
With some friends of ours this weekend. So, yeah. So my character is that I'm like a football player, but I'm sort of like, I've been injured.
Right.
And then one of the other characters is a surgeon and he fucked up my knee surgery and that's why I'm not playing.
Your motive,
so that's maybe my potential motive. I don't know if I'm a killer or anything, but
I didn't realize you find out this early on.
Yeah, you find out
a week before.
They give you a couple weeks because then you're supposed to come in like costume or whatever. So the whole point is to
maybe you have CTE and you don't know you killed the guy.
Oh, that would be sick. Actually, I just pretend that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here I can read. I can read my thing here because I got sent my whole.
We're recording on your birthday next week, aren't we?
We are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am Angelo Cruz, the football player.
Wow.
Athletic and famous, but not the brightest bulb.
Okay.
So this is my biography. He's very physically strong, but leaves something to be desired in the intellect department. He was signed to the NFL right out of college, and he has spent the last few years living his best life. He's gotten very used to the fame, the fortune, and the gorgeous women who throw themselves at him. He recently became injured playing the game, however, and it's made him very angry. Dr. Avery Reed, the surgeon, was supposed to fix him, but somehow they made it even worse. He's open about his dislike for them. And then it says, things to share. He loves to share numerous stories about his fame, fortune, money, women, and parties. He also loves to talk through every single football game of his career over and over again, play by play.
Okay. I think you're the killer.
I might be.
Yeah.
And then actually the bio gives you like secrets to hide.
Yeah.
So things I guess I'm like not supposed to tell people while we're playing the game, but that again might be part of my.
But you're going to tell us now. Okay.
Well, I don't know if I can. They're my secrets.
Right. Can you tell us one?
This is, I mean,
you are the killer.
Yeah. This is pretty good. Okay. This is good. I was recently arrested by Natasha Evans, the police chief, with Theodore Holloway, the prince. They were arrested for public
indecency. What fucking town do you live in?
A town with a prince, dude. They were arrested for public indecency, but he was too drunk to remember. So I guess I just got my hog out.
Okay.
And
wow.
So maybe this is where I'll piss my pants.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Because I'm sort of like a drunk. I'm like on whatever the fucking the one that starts with T, Totterol or whatever.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Maybe I'm just like fucked up on that. And I'm just like pissing my pants at this murder mystery party.
Man, I need a costume. Fuck. Okay. Well,
you'll get there.
Yeah.
Speaking of games, this is actually a good question. What would Blocked Party the game look like? This is from Wally, by the way.
It should be like a board game.
I read it as board game, but it could, I guess, also be video game maybe, but I think board game
makes more sense. Yeah. Now you're the board game expert.
Yeah.
Is there a board or is it just cards?
Good question.
Yeah. That's the main question, I feel like, right?
The main question.
Yeah.
I think it's
I feel like you're trying to rack up as many blocks as possible, probably, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do it like that.
Yeah.
Where you're trying. Yeah. That's a good, because I was, of course, thinking of it more from like the admin perspective where you have to like put an episode together.
Oh, yeah. You do all this work, I guess.
Yeah. So you got to like, you know, it's like,
book the guest.
Yeah. You pull a card. It's like meeting with Patreon. Make sure you head over to Patreon HQ and take the meeting or whatever, you know. So, yeah, exactly. Like booking the guest. You know, all that stuff. So, and then maybe like you got to have money to pay the guest. And then like, if you don't have enough money to pay the guest,
you have to get a worse guest.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Or you have to like grovel to the guest, explain the situation.
Yes, exactly. Sorry. Look, I thought we had our budget this week, but we had Tony Hawk last week and he blew my whole budget. I've got nothing left. Yeah, I like that. I think I think accruing as many blocks as possible is good too. That seems more like a card type game.
That would be that's the travel version of the game.
Yeah,
I think maybe
where you're just accruing blocks. Yeah,
but I like the idea of planning the episode. You have a certain budget and you can like book a certain guest or.
Yeah,
you know.
You have to try and make basically the best episode possible.
Yeah,
like maybe
you can blow your money on a big name guest, but maybe they don't really care how the show works, and so they don't have like a top three ready, and then that loses you points, you know,
buddy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you send the show email?
Exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a huge deal too. Yeah, and like maybe there's a way where you can play as you, me, or Dan, or maybe like Becca's a character in the game. Maybe
yeah.
Jesse is like, you know, one of our most frequent guests, Chris James. So maybe it's like you choose a character, then based on like the role that you have, you got to do different certain things.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, what feels like vital about Blocked Party to you, Nick? This is like your third time on the show. Like what would you expect a Blocked Party board game to have in it?
Probably I like the accruing blocks are like most insane block tale. probably, you know, if someone wanted to play as Nick, you just automatically win the game. Yeah, I think that checks out. The accruing blocks, I feel like, should be the main point of it and how it would differentiate from the other podcast games out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be like,
I was
it
just
could
playing
be Clue.
WTF before.
Yeah.
Yeah. WTF the game. It's where
you have to figure out who your guys are.
Your guys are. I was just going to say, you got to accrue your guys.
Yeah.
And you then lock it's the gates.
Whoever has the best guys at the end.
We could do Clue in your apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Clue would be good.
The purple
too.
Dildo could be a weapon. Right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The Austin Matthews bobblehead.
Okay. So yeah, what would the weapons be? Definitely the purple dildo.
Canada juice
is a poison. Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't there a big thing with Funko Pops?
Well, that would be
that's the Austin Matthews
oh, that, not
Funko
head,
Pop.
The Funko
yeah.
Pop.
The Austin Matthews Funko Pop.
Yeah.
I think like the belt that Dan uses to
the block party.
You know what?
Yeah. The block party sign up there.
Yeah,
maybe
block
you know?
Party sign.
Yeah. You wrap the belt around your neck and jack off.
Yeah, yeah. Erotic asphyxiation. Because I was trying to think of like, well, I was trying to think of what's the, because there's like poison and Clue, and then you had Canada juice. So I was like, what's the
noose,
rope? What's the rope
and
equivalent?
It's the belt
so I was like,
that Dan chokes himself with when he jacks off.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what I figured.
Belt,
yeah. So, yeah, the belt.
Yeah, with the belt.
If you do that, do you have to like, buy, is it like fun if you buy a new belt? You know, I buy like a new belt like once every couple of years, but is it the same if you use a belt just to jack off?
yeah for sure.
Okay.
I feel like it would be exciting to
it's
get
more
a new belt
exciting
in
yeah.
Yeah,
is it like looked down upon if you have one of those like the threaded, but you know what I mean, like the shitty
you get one with like the really big buckle,
yeah,
like the, yeah.
I've got the novelty logo. Super Nintendo controller buckle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I do want to try that at some point.
Blocks Party Clue?
No, jacking off while I'm choking myself.
You never done it before? It feels like you, the master of jacking off, would have done that.
No, because I feel like I've got it all, like, I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I don't want to throw anything.
You don't want to throw a wrench into the proceedings?
No, because what if I like it and then I have to do that all the time?
Yeah, and then maybe you die.
Yeah, well, that's maybe
the whole
not
Michael
so bad,
Hutchins but, thing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What if it is really good? Presumably it is really good if people are doing it until they die, right?
I do it. I jack off and someone gives me the Heimlich maneuver. I do that. It's way harder, but it really gets you going.
That's good. I'm surprised. Well, have you ever like, you know, maybe this is too personal, but have you been choked like in the,
no, it just seems
in the
like,
act of love?
No, because I think my neck is like too flimsy. People get worried about it.
A girl who maybe has like been into choking before is like, nah, it's too risky.
No, you have to sign a waiver first.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
maybe
good.
Maybe that could be. We haven't done a new Patreon goal for a while.
That's the new Patreon goal.
Yeah.
And what? And then what? We film it.
I'll just like I could talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
You could film me from like the waist up. Right.
I mean, I don't want to.
Okay.
Because I was just trying to
think
of like,
it'd be good
if
one of you guys was there while I'm doing it in case something goes wrong.
In case
right?
you die or
yeah.
you need
no,
someone
I mean,
to
in
hold
case
the
I can,
belt.
Not.
In case someone needs to finish him off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like I could do it probably.
It would suck because like if.
Like
if,
finish you off, I mean.
Right. But like, so if I was on SSRIs, it would make it harder to nut. But if I was off SSRIs, it would make it easier to hang myself. So it's sort of like,
are we, okay. But yeah. Is that like you go on and off?
No, I haven't been on for a while.
Oh, okay.
So my nutting.
So
is
right
great
now you're
now.
Doing good.
Yeah. Well, okay. With the nutting.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me know. Let me know where you're when you decide to do this, and I'm helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let
yeah.
me
no,
know
for
your
sure.
exact.
Well, we'll have to hit a certain goal, I think. But, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's answer another question.
Yeah, that's be a good idea. Let's try and make okay, this is a pretty good one. This one is also from Rob. I feel like we got to give them a chance to, you know, redeem themselves after the Tony Hawk question. Do you think that when doing background research on new cast members, some SNL producer listened to James Austin Johnson's Blocked Party episode? And if they did, do you think it hurt or helped his chances at getting the job?
Ooh. I mean, he did riff as Donald Trump for like 15 minutes.
Oh, it was longer.
Talking about the OC.
So good.
I mean, I can't imagine it hurt his, it was so, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was think so too. Yeah. Like, I mean, because he did Trump on a bunch of podcasts.
Yes.
So I'm sure that was part of maybe their vetting.
There's no way they listened to ours.
No, I don't think so.
Because he also has his own.
I feel like they would have had like some sort of device or like algorithm that searches automatically every like podcast appearance and like searches out keywords, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, it would be so many hours of so many different people that they're probably vetting or whatever.
Yeah.
Even for writers and cast members and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't say anything bad on our episode.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, the thing I remember about that too is he was going as Trump for so long. And then I was like, okay, I got to try and give him a chance to get out of this. Like, yeah. I got to give him a way to roll out because I felt like he was maybe stuck in it because the conceit was sort of that he was like a guest caller as Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I tried to give him a I think I even said his name. Whoops. I said his name like James or whatever. And then as Trump, he was like, well, I don't know what you're talking about with James. And I was like, okay, he just wants to keep going. Yeah. I was trying to give him an out and he was locked in. But yeah, that OC clip is, I still think, one of the funniest things he ever said as Trump.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. You're telling me that Seth Cohen never fell in love with the beautiful Vietnamese women in Orange County,
California. Yeah.
So good.
Just off the dome. Yeah.
It is. I will say it is funny to me because I haven't watched SNL for a long time. Obviously, I watched it when I was younger. And now that he's on it, I've watched every episode this season so far. And it's weird because we're not friends. I don't feel like him and I are friends or anything. He did our podcast one time, but for some, I don't know if it's just because he feels so of the internet to me, but like when I see him on SNL, I feel like I'm the Leonardo DiCaprio, like pointing at the TV. Like, I'm like, oh, look, that's our guy right there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that with him. I don't feel like I have any sort of relationship with him, or I don't even feel like I have a parasocial relationship with him. But for some reason, he feels like it like breaks my brain a little bit when he's on TV. And I'm like, wait, that's okay. That's James Austin.
He hasn't done Trump yet, has he?
No, he's the new Biden.
I saw that.
So he's done Biden a couple times. He did Louis C.K. last night, and it was really fun. Shit. It was really good because the conceit of the sketch was that Jason Sudeikis was the host and he was that there's no, in the pandemic, a lot of men are working from home, but there's no daytime TV directed at men. So they've come up with a male version of Ellen called Melon. And it was Jason Sudeikis like in a blonde wig, like dressed up like Ellen. And then it was like the whole conceit of the show was that it was just like super problematic.
Right.
So they had like Louis C.K. doing stand up on it and JAJ did it. And he was very good. He also did a really good Adam Driver last week too.
Wow. God damn.
He's crushing it. Yeah. He's doing great.
He's great. Destroying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do Larry the Cable Guy first episode.
Oh yes. Yeah. Larry the Cable Guy. He did too. Yeah. He feels like he's just going to be a guy that's like on SNL for like a decade.
Yeah.
Like he just is going to be a jack of all trades. But yeah, I don't know why. It's just weird to me. I'm like, I'm sure it'll go away eventually, but I'm like, hey, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, this is a good one. This feels like a classic Blocked Party mailbag question from Andy Too Spooky. You're given the chance to make a signature hot dog at a hot dog themed restaurant. You can put any weird
themed restaurant.
Well, I guess like we used to have one in Vancouver that will not be named, but that served only hot dogs.
You just call it a hot dog restaurant then, right?
Well, I guess hot dog themed. Yeah, okay, I guess.
Makes it seem like it's shaped like a hot dog.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah,
it's a food truck, but it's the
bar.
Oh, you guys are going out to the brew pub tonight? No, it's more of a beer themed bar, I call it. But so anyway, you get to make a signature hot dog. You can put any weird combination of stuff on it and it'll be a menu item for a month. What are you putting on it and what is it called?
Oh boy. Now I've had this at Canucks games before because they have the Stan Smeal like hot dog stand there. And they have some good hot dogs there. But they had one, and I'm just going to crib this directly. It was just pierogies on a hot dog with like sour cream and stuff. Mm. And it was so good. It was incredible.
That sounds insane.
Oh my God.
Like mini pierogies or full size?
A little bit smaller, I think.
Yeah.
But that with some sour cream and like chives and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it was great. It was fantastic. So I would just do straight up the pierogi dog.
And you just call it the pierogi dog.
Just call it the pierogi dog.
Stephen's.
No, just call it the pierogi dog. Okay. I mean, pierogi pizza is great too, right?
So, I love pierogi pizza. Pierogi hot dog, I don't know.
It's really good. Okay. It's very, very good. Yeah.
Nick?
Maybe to also steal this idea a little bit of, instead of pierogies, do pizza pockets on a hot dog.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They'd have to be, I guess, a little bit smaller because that would be insane. But
just three like giant pizza.
If I was like 10 years old, that would sound like the best meal of all time.
I feel like if I had one of the, because like I haven't had one of those in like 15 years probably at this mm-hmm. point now. But like I remember when I was a teenager, those were like the fucking best things in the world.
They're oh my incredible. God, yeah.
Yeah. And
I always went the three cheese one.
Yeah, it was so yeah. good. And it's like the ones that are shaped like a half moon.
That's
like
pizza the, pops. No,
oh, that's no, pizza pops.
See, I'm talking,
oh.
Yeah.
Pizza pockets are the McCain.
Are full circle.
Yeah, they're a circle
oh,
of the McCain
right,
pizza
right.
pockets.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking yeah. of the pizza pops then, yes.
I always liked pizza pops more. But,
I did too.
But I feel like pizza
I've
pockets
heard this before.
Went on.
It's crazy.
But pizza pockets, I think, went on sale more often. So right. my mom would buy me pizza and I'd be like, Mom, I want pizza pops. She'd be like, but pizza pockets are, and I didn't hate pizza pockets, but.
The pizza right. pops are really good.
I think my
parents
favorite.
Are like, this is the fucking exact same thing, you dumb idiot. Yeah. Cares.
Yeah. It's different. The tomato sauce is different. I would say I like bagel bites the best. I think though that was my
yeah,
like,
those are good. God
especially
damn.
When they introduced the crisping tray.
Yeah.
That was a real game changer for bagel bites.
I don't think I had or knew what the crisping
so
tray was.
So it was so that because they used to come in a pack of nine, right? They'd come in like the square box, you'd get nine. And, you know, mm-hmm. when you're a teenager, eating nine of those is easy.
That would legitimately kill all
oh,
of us.
Oh, it'd be horrible now. But I would, yeah. So you used to just throw, you know, you'd take them out, you put them on a plate, you throw them in the microwave, whatever.
Yeah.
But then later on in their evolution, they would come in this like sort of box almost. It was like kind of made of cardboard, but I guess it had this kind of like reflective-ish material on the top of the cardboard. So you'd pull it out of the package and you'd put it directly in the microwave in this tray that it was that they came in, and it would actually crisp up the bagel a little bit.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. So because before it was just, you know, you'd microwave and it was
soggy.
Good, but it would be a bit soft and soggy. Yeah. So this way it would like crisp up the bagel.
Wow. God damn.
It was a good way to go.
So what's your hot dog?
Are you strapped in for this one?
I'm ready, yeah.
Just a really fancy mustard, and that's it.
I respect it. That's nice. That's good.
That's all I like on a hot dog.
What kind of mustard?
Well, I would consider pickles as well.
Sure.
So, like, because there's a really good, I think I've talked about it before.
The one on Granville Island.
Yes, yeah. Hobbs pickles. Yeah. Used to be called Kalen and Hobbs, but Kalen got cut.
And
too many scratch and wins. That was his problem.
And it's too close to Calvin and Hobbes too, right?
I guess. No, it was literally, it was very strange. So it's like, yes, but it was called Kalen and Hobbes forever. And then literally just like on Instagram one day, they posted this thing and they were just like, yeah, like, you know, we've been known as Kalen and Hobbes for like 15 years or whatever. But, you know, Kalen no longer wants to be a part of the, like, they just fully were like, Kalen's not involved anymore.
He's not into pickles anymore.
Yeah, he's out on pickles. So now it's just Hobbs pickles.
Wow.
And so, but yeah, they're very good. So maybe I would work out a deal with them where I'd have Hobbs pickles and a really nice mustard on top. But it would be like a specialty, like maybe I'd invent my own mustard.
Right. Okay, what kind of mustard are you thinking?
Dijon, some kind of Dijon for sure. Yeah. Or like a ballpark, either or, you know. I mean,
a nice ballpark mustard.
It's very good, you know, especially for hot dogs. It's kind of what it's made for. So maybe we'll say ballpark. We'll go with a ballpark mustard with pickles. And I would obviously just call it the John Dog.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Keep it simple.
I'd choose that over the one that I just suggested. Even though I know it's my own custom hot dog, I still want that.
Sometimes you just got to keep it simple, you know? Okay, this one is from Brock Toon. What is your criteria for you to delete a contact from your phone?
Oh.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I think
personal.
It has to be like, I don't know if I've ever done that.
Yeah, like I feel like I've never, I just have.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the other thing is like, I don't have that many contacts on my phone.
Oh, really?
Because I'm usually talking over like Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Right,
messenger.
Discord,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, so like, I don't use my phone that much for, like I text like 10 people basically.
Yeah.
Right? So
I would say,
like, deleted conversations, but I have never deleted like a contact or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. I guess I'm it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously like exes,
sure.
You know, or like girls that maybe you hung out with for a little bit and then you stopped hanging out with, you delete the contact.
Yeah.
And then I also, I used to be a reporter for the Hockey Now here in BC.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, it's Canada wide. It's actually Canada's most widest circulated hockey. They call it magazine, but it's basically like a newspaper.
Most widest,
baby.
We'll,
that's right.
We'll keep moving. It's okay.
That's, I just wanted to emphasize how wide it is.
Okay.
It's the most widest, dude. But it's free though. Like you get it in a hockey rink. Like if you walk into a hockey rink, they'll have like a stack of Hockey Nows. So I used to cover the Junior B League in BC because they would pay for coverage. So they would pay like for a 2-page spread in the Hockey Now or whatever. And then I was their like reporter. So I had all of the coaches' numbers in my phone.
Right.
And so I remember I was like going through my, and this is like, I did this like 10 years ago. So I remember like one day I was going through my phone contacts and I saw like one of the teams was called the Outlaws, the Mission City Outlaws. So I'd put the coach's first name in their team. So it just said Brad Outlaws. And I was like, okay, I don't think I need Brad Outlaws in my phone anymore. So I deleted those. But I think that's it. I think that's
Outlaw's
like,
like a last name though, isn't it? Because there was the NBA player, like Travis Outlaw.
Yeah.
Which is like the coolest name ever.
Such a sick last name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way better than Cullen. But So that's my, I think those are the only two criteria for me anyway.
Yeah.
Would you ever, could you guys ever consider yourself like having like a big enough falling out with someone, with like either a guy friend or a girl, like not someone you're romantically involved with, but like having a big enough falling out where you'd be like, I just can't even
see
their name in my
phone. I think if you didn't help me jack off while choking myself, I'm going to delete you from my phone. That's a threat. I'm going to follow through with it.
Okay.
I just don't think I would even delete the contact again. I would just like delete the conversation or, you know, whatever app or whatever it was on with that person, or like maybe unfollow them, you know, if that was the case. But deleting their contact info on my phone, I just feel like I'm never gonna, you know, I rarely like go through my contacts anyways.
And yeah, I guess that's the thing, right?
What if they like reach out again and then it's just a number you don't recognize?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I have to ask who this is and make it even more awkward.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah, that's true for sure. And I think that's a good point too, Nick. And I was thinking about that when you're answering it. It's like you don't really go through your contacts. Like deleting the conversation makes more sense because you'd be opening up your messages. You don't really go through your contact list and go, oh, I hate that guy.
But then also the conversation thing doesn't, because you get so many, like, I'll get like so many texts from like, oh, like Amazon, like your package, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Where
so
you're saying eventually
that
just gets
pushes everything
down.
So like, I'm not scrolling through my texts, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
true. Yeah. Okay. We'll just do a couple more here. This feels like a very classic, Blocked Party mailbag question. This is from Nat. Is peeling a banana performing a circumcision on it?
No.
Wow.
No. It's just pulling. It's pulling the foreskin back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you do remove the. Well, no. If circumcising someone involved eating their penis, also, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it would be. I think it would be circumcising it if you just pulled back the peel at like the tip of the banana and then just left it like that. And I guess it would just like rot on your counter or whatever. But.
So are you calling all circumcised penises rotten?
No, I'm just saying the banana would rot. I'm not saying, you know, I guess it's probably in terms of like eating fruit, that's the closest you're going to get to circumcising. If you were going to draw the line between circumcision and the act of eating a fruit, I think that's the closest.
I guess this isn't a fruit, but you know, when you like peel potatoes or carrots or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that reminds me of circumcision as well.
I could see that.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Because you got it. Because I think in some ways that might be true, because you're getting rid of the skin in order to enjoy the thing that's underneath, which is, I guess, sort of what circumcision is. Not really, but parents aren't like, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's rocks.
Let's get down to the real part of the dick.
Is peeling an orange like circumcising your balls?
Oh,
right.
Good question.
That's my body modification prediction for
circumcising balls.
Circumcising balls is going to come into style. Like, you know how,
but like, how, what does
like,
that even
like,
mean?
You know how cyberpunk people are all like, oh, in like 2200, like, everyone's going to have like, microchips in their brains and stuff. And like, they're going to have like cybernetically enhanced shit all in their body.
Sure.
I think, and they're going to be doing like body modification where they're like, you know, slicing open their face or whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah. That's classic steampunk stuff.
I think people are going to do like a half cut on the ball. So the ball is kind of just like hanging. And, oh, but they'll have it in a way like where it's like
forked balls.
Open air balls.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Open air balls.
Open air balls, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But anyway, that's peeling an orange.
Okay, deal. Okay, this is, yeah, let's go with this for this last one. I think this is that'll be perfect timing. And I think, I don't know if Nick will be able to answer this necessarily, but I feel like maybe.
Okay.
So this is from Squamish Terry. At work, portal is a word that is frequently mentioned. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Stefan and the Renner app, I keep picturing them saying porno instead. What is one way that Stefan has demonstrably broken your brain?
My answer for that is just like my life, I guess.
You've broken your own brain. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Nick, do you have an answer for this? I mean, you follow Stefan on social media, so.
I know, but breaking my brain, I feel like.
I mean, I just post pictures of my cat now, right? So.
Yeah. I know, Kiki.
Yeah.
I love Kiki.
Yeah.
Maybe breaks my brain in a very beautiful way. So yeah. I just love seeing pictures of Kiki and getting a like from Stefan or, you know, that stuff. Yeah. Breaks my fucking brain. I can't believe Kiki's owner is liking my tweet.
Oh, that's good.
She ate a bunch of taco meat yesterday.
Oh my God. On purpose? Well, like you fed
no,
her?
No. Okay. I made tacos yesterday and left the frying pan up on the
was it
counter.
Was it actual ground beef or was it the Beyond?
It was actual ground beef.
Oh wow.
She, there wasn't,
well, can cats have that?
No.
Okay.
And like the taco, like,
well, I'm sure that the taco spice is not, seasoning they definitely couldn't
no,
have, but
there wasn't much left in that because I had scraped out the,
sure.
So there's a little bit left and like we were like sitting at the table and she just like got up there and just immediately went to town and I like grabbed her off. So she was there for like 2 seconds, but she got a big chunk.
Was
of
she
beef.
Ill after?
No, she was fine. She was she begging for food right after too. My God. So yeah. Anyway.
I mean,
you've got, I'm sure.
How has Stefan broken my brain? Let me count the ways. I feel like this is like, I'm Elizabeth Barrett Browning here. And I'm, I mean, just so many, like, it's almost impossible to pinpoint like a single thing that you've broken my brain about. It's just like the internet in general. Like,
do,
I wouldn't
do you think
know
it's
about
like, it's
half
like,
the shit that you tell me.
Yeah. I mean, the fast food stuff, obviously, the fast
Fuck
food review
that
guy.
Shit.
Do you think now, like, is it easier for you to look at Goatsy?
Oh my God.
It's like less. No, but it's got to be slightly less nasty than it was like 5 years ago.
No, I still hate it so much.
That's insane.
But you haven't broken my brain. No, so that stuff, because I'm still just too squeamish. So you've never really broken my brain for that, where all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, let's watch this really gross shit.
Right.
That, no, you haven't got to me with that yet, because I still don't like that. But just, yeah, just everything I've ever learned about the internet really is like, there's definitely, I'm trying to think of like a specific example, but there's definitely times in life where something will come up and I'm like, I just wish I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Or I didn't,
in like conversation with someone else. Kind
well,
of,
that's
or?
The thing too, is like, yeah, you'll start explaining something about the internet and you can see the other person's face go blank and you're like, oh no, I'm in it now. I've got to just explain this very dumb thing to this person. It sucks.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, but yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't think you've really broken my brain.
No, you're pretty resilient. You're like normie powers are like, it's like in a superhero movie where they have like different colored like energy
beams
and they're shooting at each other and our beams are meeting in the middle and kind of like occasionally it'll push towards one guy and it'll push towards the other, but it never really.
But like when it pushes towards you, like what happens? You just pay your taxes or whatever. Like, what's the normie version?
Yeah.
It's way less exciting.
I comb my hair.
Yeah, when mine pushes closer to you. Yeah. It's way less exciting for the people watching at home.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, everybody, for your questions. Thanks, Nick, for joining us. Great to have you back. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Check me out online at... Got to check out my website, nicknemiroff.com. That's the only thing. That's the only place I post updates or anything. I'm only going to start doing that only on my website now.
That's a good idea.
Go.
So check that out.
Nicknemiroff.com.
You should start like an old school like message board on.
Yeah, and just try to really get it. Keep asking, what do you think Nick's doing right now?
Hell yeah. Well, there you go. Check out Nick. You can get his album wherever you find your music and your comedy. Mm-hmm. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Nick Nemiroff. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for donating to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. Again, sorry about paranoia this month. Obviously, Carla, our dear friend, had an emergency appendectomy, so that got canceled this month. So we'll be back in November with Paranoia 3, and then we'll finish the series in December with Paranoia 4. So thanks for your patience on that. And we do have a live show coming up in November. We'll let you know the details about that very, very soon. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.